Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
While this might be a great day if you're in a happy relationship like those two people in their 60s in Kerry, it's not so great if you're alone or suffering from a broken heart. Tomorrow night, though, there's an event called Shred Your Ex, an anti-Valentine's party where people will rip up photos of their ex-partners. Henry McKean asked relationship experts and troubled souls, would they shred their exes' stuff this Valentine's?
It's about maturity, as a maturity level. Once it's over, it's over. Like.
So you are pretty harsh. Once it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
No tears.
No.
No pain.
No.
You just
it's
move on.
Being an adult, it is. You learn that from when you're a child. You do. Like.
So what do? Do you put all the ex's stuff in a bag and throw it out, or do you pine over it? What do you do?
No, you're going to be sad, and of course straight away after it. Yeah. You have to deal with it. It's about mostly moving on. It is.
So how come you're so strong?
It's easy. You just have to learn to be like that. Otherwise, you're going to end up in dangerous territory.
What sort of territory? Kind of like
boiler
territory?
Said, or? Exactly. Like, you have to carry on. I can pick myself up and just start all over again. So I don't have to be spiteful and devious.
Have you broken many hearts?
Of course I have. Many a time your heart's been broken itself.
Hi, I'm Bevan O'Reilly. I work for the Lick Rooms and I'm organising the Shred Your Ex event. It's free in. It's on tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
And the Liquor Rooms is in Temple Bar. You're shredding stuff. What's the full name of the event?
So it's called Shred Your Ex.
Shred Your Ex.
Yeah.
So you want people to bring stuff along, shred it, stuff from their ex, like mementos and things.
Just photographs to shred. You can bring in mementos to trade in our dumpster swap shop. So it's like another one man's trash is another man's treasure. So you can swap it with other people's stuff. And all the other stuff that's left over, we bring to charity at the end of the night.
And is it not a bit creepy? For example, people have given us photographs. We have them here. They are of their exes. And, you know, I'm just ripping them up there. And that feels just a bit wrong. I mean, it just feels strange.
It's all about having fun. We've done it for 3 years in a row. Now and the first one was just an absolute success, so we just said why change it. So it's all about having fun. You can bring your guys, you can bring your girls, people come in relationships to it. It's that much crack.
Like, I was chatting to a girl earlier and she said she's single and today's hard for her, and I said, don't worry, you'll probably wish that you were single when you find someone. And she said, oh, I'll never find someone. What message do you have for her?
Oh, you absolutely will.
So exes are getting in on with other exes and they're finding love.
They are indeed. In fact, we had one couple last year who actually came to shred each other, which was hilarious. But then by the end of the night, they were cock-a-noodling, so.
This event, you know, it really has gained legs. I thought you burned stuff. You don't burn stuff, do you?
No, absolutely not. It's too dangerous.
You had little barbecues.
No, God, no.
So there is hope for lonely, sad people who are pining after their exes.
Absolutely, but like, I wouldn't call them sad. Everybody pines after someone at one stage in their life. So this could be a great way to find your new ex.
I'm Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking. Getting over exes is always a very tricky one. If you feel the need to actually hold some sort of an almost seance to burn items and materials, I'm not sure if it's going to be the greatest way to go about it. I think trying to find closure after a relationship ends through conversing is probably the greatest way to do it, amongst friends and moving forward in a positive way. I don't see the positivity attached to burning one's items.
So you think burning something that reminds you of your ex to move on isn't therapeutic? Do you think it's too far?
I think it's too far. I mean, if you shared nice experiences with this ex and items were purchased and they have memories attached to them, don't burn your previous memories. I mean, if they're hideous memories and if it's been a very traumatic time and stage in life, then maybe work another way into actually moving forward. But I think burning wouldn't really solve the mind.
What's the best thing to do to get over an ex on Valentine's?
Get under a new one.
Really?
Get under a new girl, yeah.
Just get under a new girl.
Yeah, yeah. Because if she left you, then the next one's going to be even better. You have to always make that work.
So how come you're so confident about finding love?
It seems to find me, to be honest.
So you're lucky in love?
So well, I have been, yeah, so far in life.
And do you have someone at the moment?
No, she went away.
So you're single?
At the moment. For this Valentine's, I'm single,
but
yeah.
You're confident you're going to find someone else?
Well, I'm hoping by 12 o'clock tonight I can find someone, yeah.
I have someone now.
And when did you find this someone?
A year ago.
And before that, you were single?
I was with someone for 15 years.
That must have been hard. 15 years with the
very
same
hard
guy.
Still very hard, yeah.
And then you split?
We split after having 6 kids.
And how did you move on? And obviously, you'll always be attached to him because of the 6
very
children.
Very attached, yeah.
even though you've moved on, but he's still around.
Yeah, he's moved on too. Yeah, it's hard.
But you're just being adult about it. You're getting on with it.
Yeah.
And do you keep photos of him?
Torn them up.
Really? Just
yeah, I had to.
Just tear
them up. It was the
up.
Easiest way to help myself, I suppose.
My name is Gia Jones. I'm a drag performer and artist, and I'll be emceeing and performing at the Liquor Rooms this Friday at Shred Your Ex. For me, Valentine's means a lot of things. Like, it's not all about love. It's about loving yourself, not just about the coupley night. That's why we love Shred Your Ex. Get together with your friends. It's about closure this night, but it's also about just having a good time, celebrating love. I'll be there in the night playing Cupid, so we might find future loves. You know, it's all about the fun and the friendship as well.
And is it difficult for people to talk about their exes? Is it hard for people generally to talk about, you know, love that they've lost and with drink and open up about it, you know, in a public forum like a bar?
I would say the opposite. I'd say when those fabulous cocktails are flowing, everybody opens up, and people might be a bit hesitant at first, but this is why I'm here. I'll be going around getting their stories of woe. But I find everyone might think they have these crazy stories, but as everyone starts to open up and share, people get relaxed and you realize that we're all normal. We've all had exes. We're all still looking for love. There's hope. So I won't diverge too much into my own exes, and I won't shred them because I'm not sure we have enough pages here at the studio. So I'll share some stories from last year.
We've got some more photos. Here's another one. Hang on. There we go.
Oh yeah, this was a lovely girl that was there last year, and she had come for closure, and her new date must have asked, could he come along to this event? She didn't want to reveal what it was. He didn't find out until the night that she was with her new love to shred her old love.
That is messy.
Thankfully, he had a very good sense of humor and was very open-minded about the whole thing. They shredded it together. I feel like it's a story they're going to tell the grandkids, you know. We're not just about breakups. We're here, Shred Your Ex at the Liquor Rooms. We're here to bring people together as well, spread the love, you know.
Love exists, but it's putting yourself into the right zone, into the right pool of people that are like-minded is the challenge. An awful lot of the people, they'll call us at 56 and they'll say, I don't know why it's not working. I'm on one of the free apps. I don't know why it's not working. And we have to say, well, it's free. And there's lots of guys, yes, your own age, but the guys at 56 are probably looking for a 35-year-old. So therefore, you need to really know that the future intentions and goals are honourable and on the same level as what you're looking for. But sadly, a lot of people get bogged down in the free dating apps, in the pub scene, the gin and tonic bars, wherever is cool to be at the moment, but they don't really focus on the future life-term goals. We'd have people literally at 40, guys become a little bit challenging. They start ringing and they say, well, I'd like a 27-year-old because I want to spend 4 years before I get married, and then 2 years after that I think I'll be ready for kids then. So he kind of has there's a perpetual Peter Pan syndrome thing going on with a lot of men. And then you get men at 65 who may have stayed home all their lives with mammy had the claws around him and wouldn't let him go anywhere, and she was lovely, but you know, she probably wasn't thinking a lot about him and his life term future goals, lifelong goals. So he at 65 then sees, well, my parents have died, now where do I go? I want an heir to pass on my land to, and I can't, so I better ring up Intro and I'll ask for a 35-year-old. So that happens a lot, and then you get an awful lot of academic snobbishness that takes place. So we have to decline an awful lot of people who will call and say, I've got a PhD from Trinity College.
Really?
So
wow.
I want my counterpart.
A clever boy or a clever girl.
Yes, but it's never about financial stability. It's always about feeling that they're my equals in terms of intellectual ability.
Wow.
But it's not. You see, for every one woman in Ireland who has third level education, there's only 0.6 of an equivalent man. So the one for one literally doesn't exist in this country. That's the issue. 3 times more women in urban areas than men. So you get people unwilling to travel anywhere. So they'll ring and they'll say, I live in D4, I work in D2. So he has to be in D2 or D4. I may go to D6, may go to Ranelagh. And we're thinking, oh, now you're shooting yourself in the foot,
goodness.
Mary.
So yeah. It doesn't help to burn stuff anyway.
Don't burn anything, and don't burn your bridges. Don't burn. Just be as open-minded as possible and look at the person, not the location. Don't look at the actual profession. Don't look at the, you know, qualifications. Look at the individual. Are the core values? I mean, if people for Valentine's say they want someone, are they looking for someone who's considered, someone who's warm, who's honest, someone who's caring, someone who's family values? They're the thing. It's not the blue eyes, blonde hair nonsense. I mean, Valentine's is a bit of a fad, let's face it. It makes single people feel worse about themselves, and that's never good. Focus on yourself and realize it's not just all about what you want to get out of this, but what you can offer to the actual relationship.
Hi Henry, Jennifer Haskins here from Two's Company, matchmaker and dating advisor. Okay, it's Valentine's Day, and there are a lot of people out there that are looking to move on from past relationships. There are lots of different ways to do that, and it's not easy, especially when the feelings have been strong. But there are certain times of the year, like Valentine's Day, that triggers these memories, and it puts so much emphasis on love and relationships that it can make people feel a lot of emotions, regrets about the past, the one that got away, or what we could or should have done differently. It's not easy to move on, but there are different ways that we can move on. from the past and from those memories. And the best way of all is to look to the future. Focus on what we would look for in a partner, the kind of characteristics that we're looking for in a relationship. So if we realised that we actually get what we focus on, then we would focus more on the future and not on the past, not what could have been or should have been.
There's more than one boyfriend.
More than one?
Yeah.
And have you ever kept anything from exes, like photographs or teddy
yes.
bears?
Yes.
So you do keep stuff?
People from the Liberties are sentimental people. They value
So you value
things.
That past and you value that
you
time
value,
with that guy?
Yeah, not everything. But some things that meant a lot to you.
And would you ever pick up the phone and say, hello, it's me, years
to
later?
To a past
ex?
Not
partner?
In a million years.
No?
No. I'd expect the ex to ring me.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.